This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today, another candidate interview. Joe Ray Perkins, the GOP for U.S. Senate, the seat currently held by Ron Wyden. She joins us this afternoon. Thank you for being on.
Great to be here. Can you hear me okay?
We do. Got you just fine. Let's talk about your race. You've ran for other offices before. What led you to run for U.S. Senate this time around?
Well, I ran for the Senate in 2020 and did pretty darn good in that election, and we need some change in Washington, D.C.
So talk about the reaction you've seen to your campaign so far.
The reaction has been very positive. We know that Senator Ron Wyden, he appears to be pretty concerned considering all the radio and TV ads that he's putting all over the place. He's advertising on Christian radio, conservative radio, OAN, Newsmax, Facebook, Snapchat. He's a little concerned, and he should be.
And what level of support are you seeing from the state and the national Republican parties?
So we're not getting direct support from national, but they are. They do a pretty aggressive email and text campaign, and through those, because I'm connected on WinRed, I receive quite a few donations from people from out of state. And the state party, they support me, but their funding is limited because of Oregon's campaign finance. Where in Oregon's one of the few states where a candidate can receive an unlimited amount of money for a non-federal position from their donors. And so consequently, most people in Oregon donate directly to the candidates versus through the state party. So I receive quite a bit of support from around the state, and the local parties have been supporting me financially, as well as helping to get my signs out and scheduling me to come over and speak, or wherever they are in the state, show up and speak.
So let's talk about some of the issues that sort of drive you. What would you say the top couple of issues are, or things you would like to achieve if you're in the Senate?
Well, speaking specifically, there are several areas, but I'll start with one that is a statewide issue, and that's education. The U.S. Department of Education is driving a horrible agenda on teaching our children, and so I will sponsor a bill immediately to eliminate the U.S. Department of Education on the grounds that it is wholly unconstitutional. This next area is forest management. Ron Wyden is touting his successful forest management plan, yet when we take a look at the total acreages burned due to wildfires, Oregon came in number two in 2021. The federal government is a poor manager of our forest systems, which we know. And we need to get the forest roads open back up, allow proper timber cutting and harvesting to go on, and we need to get the federal government out of the Forest Service and put that back to the state and county and local levels.
Yeah, how easy or how difficult, let's put it that way, do you think it would be to achieve some of these federal forest policy changes?
Well, it's not going to be easy, but it is doable. It's actually, in reading the Constitution, it's actually unconstitutional for the federal government to, quote unquote, own the land. They don't have legal title to it. And it's not going to be something that's going to happen overnight. It's going to take several years for it to take place, because we have to come up with the plan, line it out, and show the state and the counties why it is in their best interest to be controlling the forest versus the federal government. For example, again, forest management policies. They're out of line. And clearly, with the devastating forest fires that we've had down there in the Roseburg area, there's been way too many. Well, there's too many all over the state. But I think the time is right, and people are ready to get back in control of the land.
Talk about the constitutional aspect regarding the federal government and land. Explain more about that.
It's very simple. Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution, Clause 17, is very clear. It says that the government, I'm going to read it, the federal government, Congress, exercises exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles squared. That's Washington, D.C. As may, by session of particular states and acceptance of Congress, become the seat of the government of the United States. Okay? That's that part of that clause. And to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be for, and this is specific, for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. So they have not, it has not been done by the consent of the legislature. It has not been sold to the federal government. It is not, not at very rare locations have I ever seen any forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings out in the federal forest or in the federal rangelands.
Do you find others that support your interpretation of this?
Absolutely. They're all over the place.
Let's talk about, you mentioned education. Talk more about the education policy ideas you have.
Well, again, it goes back to what the Constitution says. It says these things specifically, not specifically enumerated, are left to the states. There's nowhere, again, in the Constitution that allows for the federal government to have a Department of Education. It does not exist. The National Education Association is driving the policies of the U.S. Department of Education, and that trickles down to the state and down to the local education, to the local school districts and education districts. And here in Oregon, considering that our governor is the superintendent of schools and appoints a deputy superintendent, it is really important that we have local control over what is going on with our education systems and the programs that are being taught to the children.
Now, backing up a number of years, it used to be that the secretary of, or the superintendent, rather, of public instruction was a separate elected position. Do you think they should go back to that?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit more about education. When you look at the federal level, are there other specific things that you would like to see changed there?
Well, we just need to get rid of the U.S. Department of Education. It's unconstitutional. Our federal government is too big. It has overstepped its bounds to a size that is so bloated it's totally out of control. And so we've got numerous agencies that are not supposed to be there, according to the Constitution. So if we are indeed a constitutional republic, then we must follow the U.S. Constitution for the United States of America, and that is what the guidelines are for the Congress. And for the listeners, Congress is comprised of both houses, which is the House of Representatives and the Senators.
Let's talk about the federal budget situation, the deficit going very high. What are your thoughts there?
So what I was just talking about with the overreaching of the federal government, when we take a look at the U.S. debt clock, it is now over $31 trillion, $31,134 billion and growing by the second. The current debt per citizen is over $93,000, per taxpayer over $247,000, with the interest rates increasing due to the actions of the Federal Reserve Board, another unconstitutional organization. The total interest being paid is over $13,000 per adult. This is untenable. We cannot continue this. And by the way, that debt is short-term debt. When we take a look at the long-term debt, unfunded liabilities are over $171 trillion, or over $515,000 per citizen. Can't afford it. We are technically bankrupt, and that is due to the spend behavior in Washington, D.C. And it is not just the Democrats. Republicans are guilty as well.
All right, more when we come back. Joe Ray Perkins running for U.S. Senate. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com inside Douglas County, 1246. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1 on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Joe Ray Perkins, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Ron Wyden, on with us this afternoon. Let's back up a step and talk about maybe your background, what you've done work-wise, and how you got involved and interested in political office in general.
Well, thank you. Great to be back after the commercial break there. So my background has been, it's quite varied, a little bit eclectic. I have a background as a financial advisor, a banker, realtor, small business owner, more like a micro business owner. I've worked in retail. I've worked at Oregon State University in the Department of Animal and Rangeland Sciences. I'm married to a carpet installation contractor. I've worked for electrical contractors. And I've worked in retail. I also made sandwiches and was a motel maid back in my teenage years. So it's pretty wide breadth of experience. I'm simply a Main Street American. And my interest in politics is really something that I really feel that God has led me to over the years. It's just something that naturally, I suppose one could say, naturally occurred.
And what kind of things have you done politically? It seems like when we've talked before, you were involved on the party level in one of the counties and some other things, too.
Correct. So going way back into the dark ages of 1987, I was involved with the Republican, Linn County Republican Women. And then in November 2008, I was elected as vice chair, and then January 2009 became the chair for the Linn County Republican Central Committee, and I was the chair until November of 2012, and I have been an elected precinct committee person, a delegate, and an alternate delegate to the State Central Committee. I have sat on a couple of the committees at the state level, the Resolutions Committee. I have participated in our platform conventions, co-chairing and chairing some of our platform planks
now,
in the past as well.
Talk about how you see this year. There's a lot of expectations going into these midterm elections that the Republicans are going to pick up a number of seats in Congress. What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. In Oregon, we expect that we're going to end up with congressional districts. Just a second, I got to get the numbers all straight in my mind. Two, four, five, and six. We may end up with one. One and two are heavy Democrat-controlled districts. And we'll end up with the U.S. Senate as well.
So what do you think is leading to that potential of happening?
Well, let's take a look at where we are in inflation. Gasoline prices are easily up 100% over the past 20 months. Inflation, if we take a look just at gas, food, and utilities, we're up 24% year over year. Some people call that hyperinflation. I don't know of anybody that's received a 24% raise in their salary. The stock market is dropping. We are technically in a real estate recession, and the country is technically in a recession overall. People are fed up with what is going on with the way that the federal government is handling the different issues that are going on around the country. The federal government is solely responsible for the inflation that is going on. They spend more money than we have, and we just went over that. And the Federal Reserve Board, which is approved by the Congress, has been increasing the interest rates, and that's pushing the cost of living for Americans across the country out of control.
Now, as you have been out there campaigning, what are you hearing from residents of Oregon about their frustrations and maybe things they would like to see changed in Washington, D.C.?
Well, those all the things that I just talked about, the out-of-control spending, the other big issue is their border, having essentially an open border. We have a homeless crisis in all over Oregon, and it is grown in multiple places around the country. The number of drugs that are coming in, the fentanyl overdoses, which is can be tied to the open borders down in southern Oregon, which has now grown up to moved on up to Junction City, Oregon. We've got the narco slavery going on with the illegal marijuana grows. These are just some of the issues that people are very frustrated about, and they're sick and tired of what's going on. The lack of support for law enforcement is another issue where people are very concerned. Of course, that is a state, city, and county issue, the law enforcement versus federal.
Have you spent much time in Washington, D.C.? What are your thoughts about being back there?
Well, I've been to D.C. multiple times. I love it back there. I love the East Coast. But I will be living in Albany. I'm not going to move out of state. I will commute back and forth as needed. I will be home as often as I can get back here. If I can, I will come home probably every week or every other weekend, depending on what the schedule is in D.C.
And have you had much conversations with folks that are in Congress right now, Republicans, and just trying to make connections with people?
No, I have not. I tend to be a bit of a lone ranger. And because I am an out-of-the-box type of person, I don't hear much from them. They also, so they're a little bit worried of somebody like me. I'm quite similar to Marjorie Taylor Greene, where I'm asking the voters to hire me through the election process, which would make them my employers. And my job description, again, is in the Constitution. There's not a lot of people that are elected or are running for office that stand by the fact that if a bill is not clearly 100% constitutional, I, for one, will vote against it. And I don't know very many candidates that are willing to take that solid of a stand. It doesn't matter who sponsors the bill.
Now, you've had
the job is in the...
With the careers you've had, all the different things you've done, a lot of people would get to the stage of life you're probably in and look around and want to pull back. What motivates you to push forward and have a job that would be a lot harder than probably anything you've done before?
The survivability of our nation is literally in the balance right now. We have people that are pushing us into communism and Marxism. Forget socialism. We've already passed that up, in my opinion. This is supposed to be a republic. It is not a democracy. And we are blessed with such a great nation where people move here from all over the world. They give up everything that they know, their lifestyle, their culture, their family, their friends, everything they're familiar with to come here to the United States for the American dream, only to find out that it's turned into a nightmare, that it is not what they thought it was. We need to be that country that stands up continually for individual freedom and individual rights. And there's not a whole lot of people out there that are willing to lay it all on the line and go all in. I'm 66 years old. I have a lot of life to live. I'm in great health. I'm a quick learner. I think fast on my feet. And I'm up for the task. And nothing is to try to save our nation and save our state from this tyranny that we're seeing. It is absolutely worth it all.
And if people want to find out more about you, what's your website link?
Website is very simple. It is Perkins.vote, V-O-T-E, Perkins.vote. They can find out more there, and they can reach out to me through the website.
All right, Joe Ray Perkins, candidate for U.S. Senate. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
1257 Inside Douglas County, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.